Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone. It's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun. See you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Samuel Borello, Edison Potter, Jebediah G. Schmidt, David Cothron, Juliana, Amalia, Jessica Salter, Ellie Smith, Adrian Clark, Mara Wilson, Kaylee Albright, Sarah Harrison, Manda McElroy, Malin, Christian Dokken, K.S., Bert, Alex May, Mike Massia, Jessica Grace. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 158, Panopticon.
Is everything all right, Martin?
It's fine. Don't particularly like it down here.
Ah, yes, of course. Hard to trust the doors, I imagine.
Yeah, well, everyone else seems to these days, so...
But she's still the same corridors, I suppose. I'm sure... What was his name? Tim. Tim
would... really rather not talk about it, Peter.
Very well. This way.
Look, are you sure about that map? I'm pretty certain the tunnels change.
Oh, don't worry about that. Ink's practically still wet. Not to mention, if they do change, well, I happen to have something that will change them back.
That's a lightener.
It is.
And the blood on it?
That's lightener too.
Right.
Do you want to see how it works?
No. I'd really rather you didn't mess
no,
with
I
it.
No, I insist. Watch.
Very impressive.
I'm reading. Shush.
Peter, there's a... Peter, I think there's something in there.
Mm-hmm. I'd stay quiet if I were you.
You finally decided to let me out, John! John! Who's there? Who let me out? Don't be shy. I just want to say thank you. All right, have it your way. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some unfinished business.
That was...
Yes.
And it's going to...
Make sure everyone's too busy to follow us. They'll be fine. Probably. You could still go help them, if you insist. Very good. Come on.
Gone how?
Just walked out, as far as we can tell.
Couple of guards on duty vanished too.
Vanished? How?
Just left. Best we can tell, he had some dirt on them.
Old friend at the prison let us know.
What, and no one thought of that?
Arsene could have left at any time, but he just sat there laughing at us.
No, this can't be a coincidence.
Coincidence with what?
Martin or someone left me a tape. Him and Peter Lucas are looking for something down in the tunnels.
Do you know what?
No, he called it a device.
When?
Now? I guess they could... It can't be a coincidence that this is when Elias chooses to make a break for it.
You think he's coming here?
You don't?
Let's go.
I'll get the key.
What is this place?
The Panopticon of Millbank Prison. Not quite as Smirk originally conceived it, of course. Jonah Magnus made certain adjustments.
And it's been down here the whole time.
Why do you think this was chosen as the Institute's location when the prison closed? It's a significant site of power for the beholding. From the tower in the center of this room, you can see everything.
But there's nothing in the cells.
I don't mean the cells, Martin. I mean everything. Come on. Mind your step. This comes from an era before safety rails.
But I don't understand. Why are we here?
It's quite simple, really. I want to use the powers of this place to learn about the extinction, what it's doing, where it's manifesting, then we can stop it.
And you need me for this?
Correct. Without a connection to the Eye, any attempt to use it would likely end very messily indeed. But thankfully, it just so happens that you hold such a connection.
So that's it. Both lonely and watching.
You must admit, you're the perfect candidate.
I suppose I am.
There is, of course, just one other complication. You'll have to dispose of the current occupant.
Current? Who is that?
Jonah Magnus. His body, at least. Sitting here, watching, binding it all together, growing ever older. If you want to take his place, well...
I'll need to kill him.
Yes. Don't worry, though. I brought a knife.
Where are his eyes?
Exactly where they've always been, Martin. Watching over my institute.
And you're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. It wasn't here before.
It's just that there's a lot of tapes around.
And I don't keep any of them with the key to the tunnels. It's been left for me.
And it says, play me. Kinda suspicious.
So Elias left it.
Or Martin. or Peter, or Annabelle.
Fine, whatever. Could be a distraction.
Only one way to find out.
We don't have time for this.
We don't know that. We've no idea what sort of time frame we're on. I say play it.
Thank you.
Gertrude.
Damn.
Did you really think I wouldn't notice?
I'd rather hoped you'd still be hampered with all the Darks business. It's their grand eclipse at the moment, isn't it?
But I think we've both come to the same conclusion about that. That's why you're here.
Yes. Shame, really. I used to be able to torture building in half the time. Age catches us all. Well, almost all of us. Elias.
You were the one so insistent on staying human.
And no doubt that makes my death a lot less complicated.
What exactly were you hoping to achieve here? Why not come at me directly instead of burning everything first?
I was rather hoping the fire would occupy you while I did just that.
I see. How long have you known?
About your body. Not long after you took your new host and we had that little chat. Wasn't exactly a huge leap to the Panopticon after that. The hard part was figuring out how to actually reach it. Took me the better part of a decade.
So you burn the place down, use it as cover to reach my body, and then we die together. How poetic. Doesn't seem like your style at all.
I wasn't actually planning on dying.
And how exactly were you planning on achieving that while you're still bound to the... Oh, I see. Very clever. I thought Eric was the only one to figure that little morsel out.
Knowledge has a way of surviving. You, of all people, should know that.
Quite. It was a good plan, actually. If you hadn't been so complacent about me keeping an eye out down here, probably would have worked. Gertrude's grand retirement.
It still might. Just needs a little spark and... I see. So you're finally getting your hands dirty? I must really have caught you off guard.
I suppose we both got a little complacent. 50 years is a long time. End of an era.
I'm not really in the mood for nostalgia, Elias. You might have noticed I'm rather busy, so either shoot me or... Well, there it is. Thought it would hurt more.
Pity.
Right, so what does that tell us? John? John?
Yes, sorry. Right, just, the Panopticon. It's the,
Design of Milbank Prison, based on an all-seeing watchtower. I know, I did the reading.
Right.
You think that's the device?
Yes. And I'd wager that Elias's body...
Gotta be Jonah Magnus, right?
I'd say so.
And he's been body-hopping like whatever was in Rayna.
So is he going to help Peter, or stop him?
If Lucas is planning to take over the Panopticon, can't imagine he wants that to happen.
But Elias put him in charge. That doesn't make any... What? Daisy, are you...
Shh! Oh, no.
Stay here, both of you. I'll check it out.
What are you doing here, Elias?
Oh, you needn't worry. Two against one. I couldn't stop you if I wanted to. I just wanted to be here at the end. Can a man not watch his own death?
What? What? How are you even here?
Well,
don't let him distract you.
Peter.
Elias.
Both of you, just shut up. Just give me a second to think.
Of course. You can take all the time in the world.
Come now, Martin. I would have thought you'd jump at the chance to kill me.
That's not... Why wouldn't you help against the extinction?
Because I'm a busy man. It has never been my top priority.
I don't believe you.
That really doesn't matter, I'm afraid. It's the only answer you're going to get.
If I do
kill you. Will the others survive?
Elias?
Come now, Peter. It's a valid question. And you should have addressed it yourself, really. The short answer is I don't know, Martin. I guarantee it won't be pleasant for them, but I honestly don't know if their ties to the Institute are quite as strong as I may have implied. You, at least, should be insulated from the fallout by your new allegiance. John might be powerful enough to weather it. Melanie's well out of it, so that just leaves Basira and Daisy. And the rest of the Institute, of course, and you can't tell me you care about them.
Of course I do!
Do you, though?
Do you really care about any of them?
Or is that worrying just simply an old reflex? Goodness. Peter has done his work well, hasn't he? No. The only choice I think that matters is whether you want to kill me or not.
I do. I really, really do.
Then do it, Martin. We're the same, you and I. We don't need anyone else. Watching from a distance, that's always who you've been. Haven't you enjoyed it these last few months? Drifting through the archives, unseen, unjudged. You'll like it in there, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would.
Then do it. Kill him and help me save the world.
No.
Well, looks like two people. An old guy
and a woman with a scar.
Oh God, now? Why now?
It's probably not a coincidence. From what I saw, they've been toying with the rest of the Institute. But it won't be long until they're all dead or escaped.
And then they're coming here.
Right. Okay.
Set up by the door. Try and take them when they break through.
Right.
Do I get a gun?
You have a fired one.
You never taught me!
You never asked. Besides, we've got problems enough without...
Hello, John.
Oh, shit.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Go!
Charlie boy!
We want to make a statement.
Oh, hello. What have we here? New friends?
Not new friends. Even better.
What the hell is that thing?
You see that up there?
Talking. They're all monsters here.
You remember what happened to Sasha?
That's the thing that took her.
It was trapped in the tunnels, it... Martin. Something's happening down there.
If he's down there with Peter. Or Elias. Damn it, we need to get down there.
Come out, wherever you are. You smell
him. Oh, hard to tell over the stick of that thing.
They'll follow us.
God damn it. John, go. We'll keep them busy.
What? No, I...
Don't argue. Just go.
John.
Fine. Just don't die.
Go.
This might be it.
Basira.
Didn't think it would end like this. You know what? Actually, I think I did.
Basira. Promise me something.
What? No, Daisy, no.
Basira, when this is over, you need to find me and kill me. Promise me.
No. No, Daisy, we'll figure something out.
Can't hide forever, John.
This last month, it was always borrowed time. Can't outrun it forever.
Daisy.
Promise me.
I promise.
Thanks. Now run.
Daisy.
Run.
Aha! There you are.
All alone. Like a
shit!
Martin, what are you doing?
I'm saying no. I refuse. Game over.
Martin, this is not the time for petulance. There are bigger things at stake here.
You know? I think that was actually the problem. You made the stakes too high. All the little details that didn't add up. It made them more obvious, exaggerated.
The extinction is coming.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But that's not what this is about, is it? This isn't about saving the world. It's all just some power play against him. I might not know exactly what's going on, but I don't think I want any part of this. However much I want to kill him, I'm out.
But you said...
Honestly, I mostly just said what I thought you wanted to hear.
I see. This is your doing, is it?
Hardly.
It's not him. It's not anybody. It's just me. Always has been. When I first came to you, I thought I had lost everything. John was dead, my mother was dead, the job I had put everything into had trapped me into spreading evil, and I really didn't care what happened to me. I told myself I was trying to protect the others, but honestly, we didn't even like each other. Maybe I just thought joining up with you would be a good way to get killed. And then, John came back, and suddenly I had a reason. I had to keep your attention on me. Make you feel in control so you didn't take it out on him. And if that meant drifting further away, so what? I'd already grieved for him, and if it meant now saving him, it was worth it. When you started talking about the extinction, though, you had me, actually, for a while. But then... then you tried to make me the hero. Tried to sell me on the idea that I was the only one who could stop it. And that never sat right with me. I mean, look at me. I'm not exactly a chosen one. But by then, I was in too deep. So I played along, waited to see what your endgame was. And here we are. Funny. Looks like I was right the first time. It's probably still a good way to get killed.
I warned you, Peter.
But you do serve the lonely.
Oh, I'm getting there, but if this is the final test or something, then bad luck. The answer's still no.
No. No, this isn't fair. Do you have any idea what you've done? You knew. He must have
Elias,
known.
Elias, Jonah had nothing to do with it.
No, that's not... You can't.
You've lost, Peter. Admit it. He played you like a... like a cheap whistle.
No! Shut up!
Peter. It's time.
Fine.
Great. Now, perhaps one of you then can tell me what I...
It won't be that bad, Peter. You'll see. Now, he'll be here soon, so you can leave or...
Oh, no. No. I'm not going to make it easy on him. You haven't won yet.
Your choice. Just make sure to leave the door open. Ah, John. I was almost worried. You found your way all right.
Yes. Yes, I did. How?
Suffice it to say, I called you.
What is this place?
A complicated question, and time is...
It's the Panopticon.
My, you have grown. Yes. A masterpiece, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. And that's you, then. Your body.
Not anymore. But not really. Although if you harmed it... wouldn't go well for me. Or any of your friends, for that matter.
Maybe it's worth it.
Maybe. And I'm sure in another circumstance, you would be more than happy to take your chances for a shot at revenge. But for Martin, time is very much of the essence.
Where is he?
Peter Lucas has him. Cast him into the lonely. And with every passing moment, he gets further away from you.
How do I bring him back?
From out here? Impossible.
You want me to follow him?
No, John. You want you to follow him. I simply want you to know that if you do so, you are almost certainly not coming back. To go into the lonely willingly is as good as death.
How do I do it?
It wasn't too long ago. I'm sure traces of their passage still remain. Just open your mind. Drink it all in. Know their route and simply follow it. Very good. Are you scared, John?
Yes.
Perfect.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International.
Ach, mein Schatzilein.
Mein Schnuckelchen.
Mein Mausilein.
Mein Schnurzel-Purzel-Knudel-Purzi-Schnurzel-Kuschelherzilein.
Für alle, die es weniger süß mögen, Fruchtinade von Spreequell. Mit wenig Zucker und in den natürlich fruchtigen Sorten Orange Maracuja und Grapefruit Zitrone. Fruchtinade. Mehr Frucht, weniger süß. Jetzt probieren.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
License. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our communities on the forum via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.